Hello.
Hey, Amelia, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a long time that we didn't touch on the phone call.
Yeah.
How's everything going on? How's your work going? All good?
It's going pretty well.
You're
It's
on your
been a week.
vacations? Vacation started?
Yes.
That's good. That's good. You're just only a few things that we have to do. I'm just going through with some of the emails on the work. I just have received your email regarding some of the, I think, the concern that you have raised regarding the address of the manuscript. Please let me know how I can help you with this. You have gone through with them with the back cover and content and the manuscript. Because I
Yes.
have opened the manuscript in front of me, your manuscript is in front of me, so that I can review together and then we can resolve this matter. You know what? First of all, Amelia, let me just explain you one thing that, you know what? Sometimes, as you know, that we have an editor who is working on this project. So this is the first draft that I have shared with you. So sometimes that usually happen that the editors and the author does not have on the same tracks. For that purpose, we have to play an important role to communicate everything properly to them, and then you guys both have an idea on how to move forward with everything. So I totally understand there
Okay.
must be something, some error that you have identified into the manuscript, and you found something that need to be discussed. So I personally say that if you have something that you find inappropriate, or if you have something that you see in manuscript and does not need to be changed, see, the purpose of sharing this first draft is with you is just to look everything. I know you had did a great job with this book, but there must be something. For example, the punctuation error, or if there's anything, they have just suggested their opinion, right? But it's not necessary that you have to go through with this. For example, the suggestion that they have provided into the red column, into the red box, they have provided over there into the manuscript. It doesn't mean that you have to proceed ahead with this, right? You can just review this and you can let me know your feedback. If you think that this added does not need to be into the manuscript, so we won't go through with this. We just only consider the manuscript that you have provided me. But let's move forward with your opinion that I personally say, suggest you that obviously you have reviewed the manuscript and maybe there's going to be something that you have in your mind. So yeah, you can let me know and we can discuss on this.
Well, I don't feel like this is working for me, and just kind of I think it's probably better if we just stop.
But you know what? There must be something that you does not like into the edit or something. So you can let me know because obviously I totally understand that there might be something that you have seen into the edit and you find out that there must be a few changes or the editor does not work properly as what you are looking for. So we have a team of editors. What I can even do best for you, I can even change the team and the new team can work on this and then they can share something with you. I mean, you can give it one more chance and in which I can share something more better to you, but for that purpose I have to know that what exactly you're looking for. You can like openly say what exactly you are looking forward from us in terms of the audits.
Well, honestly, the problems that I've been having have
Yeah.
been with the wording of things. And I mean, grammatically, most of the stuff I'm agreeing with grammatically, but the actual word changes I'm having major problems with, and I don't think that they should have to change in most ways. I mean, yes, there's a word here or there missing, but that's something that I can easily take care of on my own, and I think I would feel much more comfortable if it were all back in my hands.
I mean, you find in the manuscript that there are some grammatical, most of the things in the grammatical errors, right?
Grammatically, yes.
Okay, and apart from the grammatical error, there's anything that you found into the manuscript? For example, any word or any change of sentence or something?
Well, I honestly, I don't think that my wording choices need to be changed. I mean,
Okay,
there's
I totally got you. Now, what you have in your mind that you don't want our editor to change the wording, the one that you have mentioned in your manuscript, right? So, you know what? As the draft that I have shared with you is, you know, this is the first and initial draft, okay? It's just for the sake that you can have and look each and everything. For example, the purpose of sharing this draft is with you is just to get yourself know that if you are looking forward to make any changes with regards of the sentences or any wording, so you can go ahead with this. Or you can just directly decline this. You just only say that no, just work on to the grammatical and punctuation thing, work on to the formatting, and then proceed ahead towards the publication. So you do have this option. For example, you don't want us to work on the major sentences or any wording, so I will instruct my team to stop working on this. Just they're gonna work on the punctuations, they're gonna proofread the book, and they're gonna start formatting the book. And once the formatting is completed, we can move forward towards the publication of your book.
I feel like this needs to be back in my hands and not involved with your company right now.
I mean, you know what, I personally say, like, you can just give him a chance on which I can show you something better so that you can have an idea that whatever you have in your mind. Because you know what, as you have mentioned that you don't want any change with regard to the change of any wording or sentence, so obviously I'm going to instruct my team to stop working on this and just directly go with the grammatical thing so that the client is going to see something that what exactly she is looking for. But trust me on this, you can just give me one last chance so that I can align my team to work accordingly, and then my team can show you something, then you can have an idea that, okay, if you think, for example, just give me a chance to tell my team to work on this, and once they're going to show me the revised file so that I can show up to you, and if you still find something, and if you still find something that is going in your direction, so that we can directly go and proceed towards the different process. Sound good?
I am just not comfortable going forward, given what I've seen.
You know what, Amelia? This is the only thing which I have in my mind, like out of nowhere. You're just ending up the contract just because that you does not like the added. What about the back cover? I mean, you like the back cover, right? The one that I have shared with you. I have shared two of the back cover, but you like the one
No,
that.
I did not like the second one at all. I mean, I did send
But.
you an email with my own wording, but at the same time, I'm just not comfortable going forward with it.
But you like the one. I mean, we have shared you two back cover, but you have liked any one. You have picked any one of them, and you have even shared your feedback on this that you like that back cover and proceed ahead with this.
No. I genuinely I need this to be done.
Okay, so I mean, these are the only reason that. I mean, there's nothing else, just only your concern with your edits. I mean, the edit that you have received, and apart from that, there's nothing else that is bothering you, just only the added point.
Well, from what I read of the back covers, it feels like none of you have actually even read the book. So I don't understand how like the covers can be so far off base when, I mean, I assume that the book would have been read at some point, but which is a huge part of the reason why I am pulling out.
I really apologize for this. You know what? Let me just explain you that. Obviously, the team has gone through with your book, but it might be something that when they are going to write the back cover content for the book, so they might missing some of the key point, and they have mentioned something else, and due to this reason you have suffered and you have prepared this in your mind that you shouldn't add up the contract, but you don't need to worry about this. Trust me on this. I'm going to check my team. I have already instructed them to take a proper review on this, but just trust me on this. I'm going to check my team to go through with your balance slip again and then write a back cover content, and then we can proceed ahead with this. You know what? This is at that time, we normally suggest to client either they can provide the back cover content or they want us to take care of this. So normally, they also provide the back cover content, but obviously, sometimes also come up to us that they usually write the back cover content. So obviously, the editor have to go through with the file and then they will write something. But I totally understand the back cover content that you have received is not up to the mark, and you have faced a disappointment in this. But trust me on this, if you just give me one last chance, I'm going to check my team to write and go through with your manuscript again, and then show you something. So trust me on this, you're going to like it.
I'd really rather not. I'm genuinely very serious about being done and pulling out of the contract.
Obviously, you just want me to forward this case to my compliance department in order to assist you with the refund process, so that for the purpose, they're going to help you out in refunding the money. And let me just write down in my notes in that I'm going to forward this case to my compliance department. And you
okay.
And then you will receive a call from my compliance manager or any member of my compliance team, in which they're going to help you out to assist you out in the process of the refund, right?
Okay.
Okay. No problem. I totally understand. I will let your words to my compliance team. By the way, at what time you will be available tomorrow?
Tomorrow is what? Thursday?
Thursday.
I should be available between 1 and 2:30.
1 and 2:30, and what is your time zone?
Central
time zone. Okay, Central 1:30. I'm gonna email you first, and then I will take you availability, and then I can share with my team, and then they're gonna call you at that time. All right.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye bye.